Hello.
My name is Nathan Martin, and I'm conducting this interview for the GHIS 225 class. Here with me is my grandfather. He can introduce himself.
My name is Archie Wallace. I live in Greenville, Pennsylvania, which is in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. And I'm 80 years old. And I'm a retired practicing attorney.
Perfect. Okay, Grandpa. So, what is your relationship with the bookstore? Like, where is the specific bookstore that you went to?
Well, when I grew up, Greenville is a town of about 8,000 people. We did not have a bookstore in Greenville. We did have a public library, and during high school, we made frequent use of the public library, but I was really not introduced to bookstores until senior high school. And at that time, after obtaining a driver's license, we were able to drive to probably the nearest bookstore was in a town called Hermitage, which is about 15 miles south of Greenville. And that's when I first became a user of bookstores.
Perfect. Okay, so when you go to the bookstore, what type of books do you normally check out, or other types of objects there?
Well, as a lawyer, when I was in law school at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, we only read case studies. And so after I graduated from law school passed the bar exam and went into practice, it was then that I really started to begin to read a lot of fiction, particularly science fiction, and came to enjoy reading fiction, which I really didn't have the opportunity to read that much in grade school and high school.
So, back when you were, just first discovering the bookstore, was there a bigger push for libraries back in the day? Or was more people going, do you think more people were going to bookstores?
Well, I think bookstores became a common business enterprise, in the last 25 years,
okay.
I would guess, and that is a guess, but I never remember bookstores even existing, such as Barnes & Noble and the big bookstores, when I was in high school or even college, and that would have been back in 1952. To 1960. Mm-hmm. And after 1960, it seemed to me that's when the bookstore business grew up and became available to everybody.
Gotcha. Okay. So, so throughout the last 50 years, then with the changing in the type of way that people get books, you've seen it sort of go from a library to a book to the bookstore to these big chains. Back in the day, a couple of years ago, was there like a smaller? Were there more individually owned bookstores that people would use more frequently if there weren't the big chains of Barnes and Nobles around? Borders?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest change in the use of books came along with the computers. For example, our law firm in Greenville had a huge library of books. These were books mainly case law books that were written, the case decisions that were written, but there were years and years worth of books, and they took up a tremendous amount of space in our law library. And about 2 years ago, the younger attorneys in the law firm ceased to use the physical book library, and now they do all their research on computer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we used to have a physical plant, our office, I mean, which would allow a tremendous amount of space for a law library. And in fact, the big law firms in Pittsburgh, or the bigger cities where they would have 50 or 100 attorneys in them, had huge libraries which would take up an entire floor of a large city building. And now, that's a thing of the past, I guess. Everything is computerized, and they no longer need a lot of physical space to house law libraries. It's very, the practice of law, for one thing, has changed completely because all you need is a computer now. You don't need the vast expense and cost of printed materials.
Mm-hmm. You can just type it into Google or something like that.
That's right.
Exactly. So just in the past, probably in the past, like, couple years, have you had any experiences with the, it's called Kindle?
Yes, I know what Kindle is.
Have you had a chance to use it?
Yes. Not much, but I have had an occasion to read a book on Kindle.
Yeah.
I found it to be, I didn't enjoy it, let's put it that way. But then, remember, I'm 80 years old, and I'm used to using printed physical books to use. So my use of a Kindle is not something I'm really familiar with.
Yeah, no, that's completely understandable. That's what from what I've heard, a lot of people have, just the fact that you can't turn the pages, and it's just the simple things like that. It's part of reading a book that you don't have anymore. All you do is hit a button.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So just a couple last questions for you. In your travels over your life, have you had a chance to visit any types of bookstores in different parts of the country or the world?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. The bigger bookstores like Barnes & Noble or... Mm-hmm. Fascinating, the amount of the literature that they carry. But I imagine, I don't know the answer to this question, but it seems to me possible, in fact probable, that bookstores such as Barnes & Noble are going to become possibly a thing of the past, because now that they can scan
books on the Kindle,
reading material into the computer quickly, the people will probably subscribe to some kind of computer service that gives them all the reading and information that they need, and they don't need to bear the heavy-duty expense of buying books.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to me that might affect the publishing industry.
Yeah, oh yeah. I see what you're talking about with the law books being put online. I see that at JMU where all of the books that you would typically, they're still in the library, like there's still places you could actually go find them. But nowadays they have these databases like EBSCOhost and certain things where you can literally just go on and type in certain keywords and come up with the top 10 books that would, as a result, come up with that. And I definitely don't see as many people going up and looking and pulling out an actual book compared to back in maybe like middle school or high school.
I would think maybe in the not too distant future, if you go to a real physical book library and pull a book out of the stack, it's going to be pretty dusty.
That's very true. Very true. All right, Grandpa. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing your experiences with me today.
Happy to do so.
I appreciate it.
Enough?
Yep.